And he heard this sound. He heard a sound that was so loud, he said, what came to mind is a friend of his or someone that he knew described what it was like to hear the space shuttle take off when you're right next to it. It penetrates your bones. He said that's the only way he could describe this sound. And he's seen judgment hanging over New York. And he said immediately to his mind came 9/11. And what had recently happened with those towers. He said the sound, this sign. And then Jesus described, he said, I'm going to do a sign in the earth. It's going to be a wake-up call. That's what he said. It's going to be a wake-up call because he said my church, he basically, just to keep it real short, the church is asleep. They're waiting for something to happen before they go do something. He said, my gospel's not being preached. He said, my people need to preach my gospel with fire in their belly, he said. They need to preach the second coming of my son with fire in their bellies, he said. He said, my gospel needs to be carried to all the corners of the earth. And then he told them that it would be just as it was in the days of Noah, is something he mentioned, which didn't ring as much of a chord then in 1998 or whatever year it was as it does now. How was it in the days of Noah? He talked about he said to his remembrance came the violence that was in the earth. One other thing you may not realize, in the days of Noah, that the most prevalent sin was sexual perversion. The most prevalent sin today is sexual perversion, and they're starting to push it, really pushy-like, upon us. So much so that woman who refused to give out the marriage certificate, they threw her in jail for 5 days. Now, some people argue she worked for the state, but let me tell you something. I can guarantee you, if you look it up, I very, very, very highly doubt there's anywhere in her job description that says if she refused to do something, they're going to throw her in jail. But I can guarantee you that it says if she refused to do something, they would terminate her employment, but they did the opposite. They did not terminate her employment, but they threw her in jail. Now, is there anybody you know that has a job that if they refuse to do something, they will do anything other than terminate their employment? Do you know anybody that's ever got thrown in jail for not doing something? You're trying to tell me that's not a sign of the times. So Jesus told them there'd be a sign. It'll be just like in the days of Noah and before the flood. If you read Romans chapter 1, when you go home, read it. He described the early world right before the flood. That's what he's talking about there. He's describing the progression of sin from forgetting God and giving thanks to Him all the way to sexual perversion, where men were having sex with men and women were having sex with women. Anybody that does not think about it as being a perversion, let's just take it from a rational standpoint. Let's just think about this. The animal world, do they do that? Any animals? You ever see any animals? The male of the species have sex with another male or the female? It never happens, does it? Ever. Never happens. And in the animal world, the act of intercourse is for the sole purpose of procreating or having babies in other generations, right? Extending the posterity. Now, in the human race, it's for the same purpose. And God has given it pleasure. There's pleasure in it. And that's okay. God created that. He created us as a higher class of being than the animals. But two men with each other, two women with each other, will never procreate anything. Which means it's a perversion. If you saw two animals doing that, you think that's perverted. But humans try to push it as if it's okay. And it's not okay. There's nothing okay about it. Now, we don't hate the people. We love everybody. But what they're doing, we can have our opinion about it, can't we? We can agree with what God says. God's word says that it's a perversion. And in my belief system, in my opinion of it, I agree with God. It is a perversion. I think it's disgusting. Nothing clean about it. It's filth. So in Robert's vision many, many years ago. Jesus talked about it. It would be just like in the days of Noah, before the flood came. The ark, going up in the ark, you could think of that as being like pulling the righteous out of the earth to go up in the rapture. But it became very perverted and very violent right before that happened. Tomorrow they're meeting in New York. And I am in the hopes, I called God to account on it. I said, God, you said in your word, believe the prophets and you will prosper. That's what the word says. I called him to account and I reminded him of what he showed Brother Roberts. Because if you read through the prophecy, if you read it, I mean, nobody would talk like that but Jesus. There's nobody that would make up a story like that. I believe it really did happen. I believe he's seen something, and I'm waiting for it to come to pass. I live in the hopes that it does come to pass. This sign, so that people will wake up and run into the churches. And I hope, all I can do is hope that God would do such a thing tomorrow and bring that judgment upon New York. Now, whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know. But I live in the hopes that it does, because we need the world to wake up. We need to wake up and do something. Amen? Father, we just ask you to do whatever you have to do to wake this world up, Lord. Let the world not be sleeping when you come for your church, Father, but let them be wide awake, awakened, Father. Awakened by the signs of the times. Let them see, Father. Let them hear. Let them know that Jesus is coming soon. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you do something to cause this planet to wake up. So many are asleep, Father. They need to be woken up. And we thank you and trust you for your protection, Father. We thank you and trust that you protect your church. But Father, I do pray that you do something in the earth. And I do call you to account, like Daniel did. I call you to account to do what you showed the prophet. I pray that you would do what you showed him, Father, and wake this planet up that they may be saved and not go to hell. In Jesus' name we thank you for it. Amen. Rota blakara kada kasi ere ele mota ma rama kada kasi maka rota blakara kasi ere kede ke loton de kablam ka ble ber ke lota maria maka rota blakara bakara kasi ke lita mota rama kada kasi rota blakara bakara kasi. He said to watch and keep on watching, for there have been already many signs. For I have sent many signs, but my children don't listen. The world does not hearken to my voice as I have spoken in the sun, moon, and stars. For there's many signs that have been sent. So open up your eyes to see. Open up your ears to hear. And turn your callous hearts to receive from my spirit. Recognize the signs of the times and be open to hear my voice as I speak to you. As I lead and guide you and give you direction. Be open to hear my voice. For it is those who are listening that will hear my voice, says the Lord. For if you do not listen, I will not speak. But if your heart's desire is to hear, I will speak words, and you will hear, and you will recognize my voice, for my sheep know my voice. So be open and receptive with your hearts. Be open with your eyes and your ears, so that you can hear, see, and understand and comprehend that which I am about to do. For there are many signs that have been sent, but you must listen and you must hear as I speak, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We worship and glorify you and praise you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We praise 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 you, Jesus. He just said this. He said, the harvest is plentiful. And as I send signs, it is not only for the world, but mainly for my church to wake up. For the harvest is already ready. But they must wake up and arise and go forth to do what I've commanded them to do by preaching the gospel to all creation. For I've given you my equipment of my spirit to go forth and pray for the sick that they may be healed. So step out by faith and begin to act. step up by faith and begin to act on that which I've already told. For I've given you my commandments. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments, says the Lord. So open up your mouths and speak. Yield to my spirit and allow me to perform my miracles and signs through you. For I've given you my spirit, and it is my spirit who performs these signs, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, we're asking him for a sign, and he's telling us we're asking him for a sign, and he's saying if he's going to send a sign, it's for us to wake up. Think of that. It's for the church to wake up. He says he just said that the harvest is ready. Go get them. We're asking him to do a sign, and he's asking us to wake up because he's already sent many signs. And he's telling us to go forth and bring the harvest in. The harvest is ready. The signs will help them to wake up, but it's mainly for us to wake up is what he said there. So let's start to act, amen? Let's just keep on bringing that harvest in. I know you do. Let's continue pressing in.